Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to the pre-show here on Monday. And I'm Phil Hendry. And I have my mud here, my coffee. I wonder if there's any cats afoot. I don't think so. Lauren's coming back today from Minnesota. She sent me some pictures from the Vikings game. She was at the Vikings game yesterday with her friends Joey and Duke. And she was inside that really beautiful stadium that the Minnesota Gophers have. It's a brand new stadium. You football fans are probably aware of that. They're back to playing outdoors in Minnesota, Minneapolis. And I don't think it's because anybody... You know, it's really funny. When I was up there, they used to say, you know, you got to be tough. Excuse me. You got to be real tough, you know, to live here. Yeah, then how come you got a fucking indoor stadium, man? I mean, how tough are you anyway? You know, it's...
No.
You said you have to be tough. You know, that's kind of pussy. I mean, Pittsburgh doesn't have a dome stadium. You know, it's fucking cold as shit there, man. People are down there. You know, I used to see the old Steeler games, man, back in the day when the days of the fucking steel curtain. And those nuts were up there with no shirts on, you know. Giants don't play in a dome stadium, you know.
Well, they're not as far north as us.
Well, you know, Packers don't play in a fucking dome. Packers goddamn sure don't play in a dome stadium. Packers will never play in a fucking dome stadium. Well, those people are crazy. You know, just shut up and, you know, start playing football outdoors like, you know, it got like God intended it. But in all seriousness, it's fucking cold up there. But, you know, if you're going to talk about how tough you are living in that shit, don't be putting a dome on your goddamn stadium. So anyway, they got over that, and I saw pictures of it. I guess I could probably upload some pictures of what Lauren sent me. I don't think there's any. I'll try and do that, and also get some prep going here, because, you know, we got all kinds of shit we got to do here this morning. Just so you know, I want to just tell you, just fill you in. I got Jack I. Gagner. And Brett Morrison will join the show to talk about the Lions. And if you have not listened to the Lions game yet, then don't listen to this show. Because I'm not going to keep the score or keep the results of the game off of the podcast just so some fucking people don't, you know, get upset. So I'm just telling you, don't listen to this show. And I'll say it at the beginning of the show, too. Don't listen to the podcast if you don't know what happened. But those two clowns will be on the show. So we got Bob Bakian. What the fuck happened to my my text?
Brain salad surgery. Ooh! Diddle-it-doot-and-do with every hoorah meat.
Let me see here. I know it's very old school and probably offends so many of younger people. I was once called by a commenter on Facebook. I'd never met the guy, never been within, you know, for all I know, 1,000 miles of the guy. But he referred to me as a smelly baby boomer, right? Which I'm assuming meant old people smell. And I would agree to a point. But then, just because a guy's young doesn't mean he doesn't have fucking breath that would take the paint right off of a cement mixer. And in likelihood, he did. So... I don't know what you mean, pal. There's smelly old baby boomers, and then there's guys like you that just got fucking... Just every part of you reeks for some reason or another. Maybe not enough baths, not enough fucking toothpaste, not enough mouthwash, not enough tender loving care. Okay. So this is what I want to do here. I'm going to do this. Copy. Now get out of here. Wait, don't change. What the fuck did I change, motherfucker? Do you want to save changes... Yeah, okay. What is this? Oh, I see what happened. I have no idea what that thing was asking me. All right. You know, it's probably the original one that I opened. Oh, that's what it was. I'll just go ahead and paste that. Okay. Bob Bakian is going to be 9 pounds of swinging meat. We'll see how long that lasts. Also, and then we have Margaret rolling out her list of dates. And what was she going to do? She was going to,
shit.
She's going to do something live. Oh, I know what I was going to do. We were going to have her doing something live, but, I also, found, in doing the Lions game for the weekend, I, realized something very key, and that is, if I'm rolling back audio from the website to play on the podcast, I have to turn off the limiter and the compression, because it's compressing and limiting something that's already been compressed and limited, and it gets that kind of really insane sound. It ain't bad, but it bugs me. It ain't bad, but it bugs the fuck out of me. Immigration nears highs of the early 20th century is an interesting story. However, we had some people tweeting some shit at us that I thought was interesting. Dean Wheeler, I thought it was very interesting, but I'm not sure. Bobby Dooley. I read Dean Grant tweet about having vitamin-enriched donuts. Fuck it. Mick Jagger was on stage with Taylor Swift at some concert this weekend. I can't remember which one it was. Which one was that, man? Find out the story, because it was pretty funny. They showed some old ladies. As soon as Jagger hit the stage, these old ladies they flipped. They started, I don't even want to imagine, but this one lady was really going goofy, and it was quite fascinating. Quite fascinating indeed. Now, Putin and, what's his name? I don't want to talk about that shit, but Taylor Swift. Well, they sing Satisfaction in Nashville. Took to the stage, and I think Margaret can talk about how disgusting these old ladies were. Let me see about this here, man. Did we, I don't know if I did or not. God damn it. Well, that's great, man. What do you want to bet, man? That when I asked to have this goddamn motherfucking cocksucking thing fixed, okay, that it wasn't fucking fixed. And I can see now that a motherfucker was not fixed. Okay? So once again, I got a fucking problem with this network computer hookup here. It changes. Every time this piece of shit fucking computer, this is a note for you, Alex, every time this piece of shit shuts down to upload a program, every fucking thing goes back to default, and I don't know what the motherfucking default is, okay? So we either gotta take this computer, what is it, HP, Hewlett Packard, throw this fucking thing in the street, man, and get something that is fucking user-friendly, because I don't have time for this bullshit. What the fuck? God damn you motherfucker. What the fuck am I supposed to do here, man? See, this slows down this goddamn show. This pisses me off so much I don't want to do this fucking motherfucking podcast. When I gotta fuck with this shit morning after fucking morning, every goddamn time I come in here and I've had to upload some new program for this piece of shit. Why's my fucking DDR all of a sudden just gone black? And I gotta figure this shit out, man. It wastes my motherfucking time. I don't have time to fucking waste on technical shit like this. I do not, man. I'm telling you right now, I do not. I'm not gonna fucking shut this piece of fucking shit down again. Waste more motherfucking show prep time. God damn it. I gotta start this fucking bitch goddamn thing all over again. Do you wanna save changes untitled? No, fuck it. Testing. All right. We just had an event here. Those of you that were watching on the video cast, you saw the whole ugly thing. Those of you that are just listening now, I don't know. Maybe you'll hear the whole thing. But I don't think so because, well, yeah, maybe you will, because you'll get to hear me melt down and shit, and that's cool. I fixed it. But, I mean, I hate wasting time with... I hate wasting time getting stuff set back to where I had it originally because it all defaulted back to the goddamn factory settings, which are never fucking right, as you probably well know. And as the result of that, I, what the fuck is this, man? What is that? Good Lord. Are you serious? What is that, man? Oh, I can dig it. All right. Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, this is camera one. All right, anyway. I'm okay. It was ugly, man. It was fucking ugly. What just happened here? All right. Oh, shit. You know what I for fucking got? God damn. I forgot something. Please stand by. Please stand by. What do we got? 13 minutes here? God damn it. Okay, hold on, guys. I'll be right back here. I'll just roll some music or something here, okay? Is that all right? Let me see. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I swear to God, I'll be right back. I just need to. Hit and run alerts. People are hitting and running, and I don't understand that. Other than that, there's got to be drunks. They've got to be drunks or drug addicts, and they don't want to get caught. Some guy just ran into a well-known cafe in Highland Park. Now, look at this. iTunes has detected... God damn it! I'm tired of looking at that fucking goddamn thing. iTunes has detected that it's not the default player. Yes, it the fuck is. So fuck off again. God. I'm learning patience at this point in my life. That's what I'm supposed to be learning here, man. Okay, that's my karma. And, I gotta just fucking remember, you know, just keep my shit together. Okay, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Whew, fuck. If you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. Ah, da, da, da. I don't have the... You know, I've kind of reassessed my own generation of baby boomers. The baby boomers. I was maybe one of the first. Well, who knows, but I did make it pretty clear what I thought of. Here comes Poncho. Hey, Ponch. What's up, brother?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, my brother?
Hi, buddy. Hi.
Poncho Kitty. Poncho Kitty.
Hi, buddy boy.
Here he is. The man, the myth, the legend. Pancho.
Hey, Punchy boy. Hey, Punchy boy. That's my good boy, huh?
He hates this, and yet he likes it. Pancho loves humans. He just loves human beings. He just can't be away from a human for more than a couple of minutes. But then when you pick him up and love on him, he's all like, doesn't dig it. But now he's, it looks like he's comfortable because I'm scratching his stomach. Okay, you want to get down, buddy? All right, buddy.
Okay, here we go.
There you go, man. Bye. He cracks me up, Pancho. He's like, he can't wait to get away from you. But then he's following you everywhere.
No, right, man.
See, there he's sitting right there. And he cracks me up. He'll follow you into the fucking can, man. He'll be sitting on the toilet. He's got to come in. And he, if he hears you, he gets up, he walks in. He's got to get his, you know, pets in. He's got to get, you know, his ears scratched, all that shit. Then he'll stare at you. Then he'll go in and get something to eat. Then he looks around. Then he comes back over to you. Gets more ear scratching, all that bullshit. Then he looks around, then he goes under a table where, you know, he, you know how cats have their, they say that cats have their places, you know. And then he goes under this fucking table and he sleeps there. That's his thing. And the other one, the little one.
Hey, Thunder, baby. Come here, honey.
Thunder's out there in the hallway. Both the cats are here.
What are you doing, man? Huh? What you doing here, buddy? Huh? What you doing, buddy?
Here he comes. Hi, Pancho. How you doing?
Thunder, come here, baby. Come here, baby.
She's looking at me like, no way, man. I know what you're going to do. You're going to put me on a camera. No, no, no. Not me. But anyway, that's what that guy does. So what do we got here? How much time have I been yanking my fucking dick over here? I got 18 fucking minutes on this motherfucker. Okay. So let's get back to what we were doing, which is that, you know, once again, I got to... God damn it. This has been a really fucked up 7 days. More than that, 10 days. It's been really... It's like... I'll tell you what happened. It's like I just... So much shit that I just went, fuck it! You know, I sort of... There was a mini revolution that I had against myself. As I had all these disciplines, you know, and all of these things I was doing. And I just went, you know, at one point I went, fuck it! You know? And for like 4 days I shut down. And then it took me a while to recover from it. And... Oh, it was weird, you know, and even this past weekend, and I think a lot of it has to do with a little bit of that extra work that I got to do doing those Lions games, plus I'm writing a show now, plus, you know, I do these auditions for voiceover, I do auditions for other stuff, for on camera, and it's a lot of shit, man, and on top of everything else, I do a lot of fucking driving, you know, if I have to go into L.A. for whatever reason, which is one of the reasons why I got the... Land Rover, and got rid of my Jaguar, which, by the way, the difference in payment per month between my Jaguar and a Land Rover is $300. So it's not like, you know, that's a lot of money, but it ain't a lot of money because the fucking Jaguar was $1,200 a month. It's about $1,300 a month. This fucking Land Rover is $1,000 a month. And while it sounds like a lot of bread, frankly, I love that truck, and I use every fucking inch of that thing, man, doing all kinds of shit. Especially the last 6 months, going back and forth from the nursery, which is what I intended to do in the first place with it, putting in shit around the house, you know, and I got to get rid of more goddamn shit in the garage. So, all right, so having said all of that, what am I doing? What am I fucking doing, man? I know what I'm doing. I'm getting this. Don't you want me, baby? Okay, this? I wish I could leave this fan on during the show, but alas and alack. It's like doing this show, if it ain't hard enough, I gotta do it in a fucking swamp festival. A festival of swampism. Man, every goddamn Monday... There's one thing that I always hated about Mondays, and it hasn't changed. You can be working for other people, you can be working for yourself. Every goddamned Monday, you run the risk of the studio that you're working in having been fucked with beyond all recognition, so you cannot use it.
Unless you go back and start re-throwing switches and getting everything the way it used to be. Because in the old days, you worked for a radio station. Some motherfucker had been there over the weekend fucking with everything. Some amateur fuck who doesn't know what he's doing and certainly doesn't give a shit that somebody else is going to be coming in after him to work the studio fucks everything up. Now that I work for myself in my own studio, I fuck everything up. Or something that I did fuck something up. Or something that I bought fuck something up. So it doesn't end. I know what I was going to do. I was going to show you guys that Taylor Swift thing, and I never did get around to doing it. It's time we get with this fucking thing now. 22 minutes, all right. You were working as a waitress in a hotel bar when I met you. And then you said you...
it's always been something that we've wanted to do. Well, it's always been something that we've wanted to do. Yes, we preserve everything here in the fall months. Well, in the fall months, I try to do the best we can. And it's always going to be tough, but we preserve everything we can.
See, I was doing this voice over the weekend. I was doing it on a Lions thing.
And, I tell you, Phil, it's wonderful. Every fall, we preserve the apricots and we put up our preserves. And we're going to do it again this year. And we have the Halloweens coming around. Well, you come to our pumpkin patch and... Yes, that's right, every fall you come to our pumpkin patch and you can pick a pumpkin from the patch that we've got. And we're up near Santa Maria. And, bring all the kids and they enjoy that. And then I play the big pumpkin, the pumpkin head. It was a horror movie. And I come out of the pumpkin patch and I... Give the kids a bit of a scare, and jump out from behind a tree. And I put my head, I've got a gigantic head, but I make it realistic, so I look like I'm a mutant, And we do it in the middle of the night. Facebook is
partnering with Bono, of course. How relevant can you be? No, that's right. Why not partner with me? All right.
So we want everyone to come out, and we'll pick the pumpkins, and it's a lot of fun, yeah?
And what times?
You don't take it home. I don't like, we buy them.
Look at this little animal they have on TV, furball fluffing. What is that? Is that an otter or a, what is that guy? This is the cutest little animal that this guy is. Looks like it's an otter or something. You got to see this. Oh, fuck. You fucking whores. They were just showing it looked like an otter. And it was a vet kind of combing this little guy out. Hello.
Well, we have pumpkins and... Well, it's going to be in our pumpkin patch. Well, it's right, and every fall we have a pumpkin patch and something we enjoy doing. Oh, she's going to be there too. And well, every fall we have a pumpkin patch, and I invite people to come up, and I scare people. I run around with a big, gigantic pumpkin head. Did you ever hear the horror movie The Pumpkin Head?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Oh, yeah, well.
I thought Pumpkin Head was something else, though.
It was something else, but it didn't make a whole lot of sense. So I said my wife would... What I need to do is get a gigantic pumpkin head so that when the kids are picking a pumpkin, I come running out with a gigantic head. And
Now the complaint was that it was a little abnormal.
Well, I had a... there was a man who used to scare us when I was a boy. His name was Old Richard, and Old Richard lived at the property next door. And he would always make this sound. He'd always go... And I remember that song. When I put the pumpkin head on, I leap out from behind a tree and I go, And I'll tell you, you see them run and scream. They scream. The screams still echo in my mind.
You don't think that's sadistic?
I think that's very sadistic.
No, you know, it's not sadistic at all. The kids love it.
But what do they say about it?
What was that? Was that a man?
Yeah, my name's Bud Dickman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who say about what?
What do these kids say about it? They say they enjoyed it?
Don't yell at me like I'm... You know, you guys both sound like you're illegal immigrants. you know something, Mr. Henry? I'm an illegal immigrant. I won't talk to any illegal immigrant.
All right, now, okay, this guy is going to be, his name's going to be, Halsey Morris at the, Crossroads Farm up near Santa Sarita and, Pumpkins. He gets pulled over by Lloyd. who thinks he's an immigrant. Meanwhile, all right, 1 minute left, motherfucker. All right, here we go. It's been one of them days, huh? Look at this. 5:52. Bitch, I ain't gonna have fucking time to do... Show won't be ready till 7:30. Volare. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Cantare. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hell do... Dipping the... I had a friend once who used this. I don't know if you know the song Volare, Nebu di Sinti di Blue, some shit like that. And then the guy would say, a friend of mine would say, I studied Lhotse. Pretty hip. What'd you think? No? Okay. But I ran with some fucking very intellectual guys who also, how do I put this? They were very intellectual and they also. They're fine. I studied Lao Tzu. Peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind. Da 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 da. A rainbow we'll find. Whoa. Let's see, we're going to get this guy. He's going to have a phone bed. Is the cell phone generic? Is that what this is? All right, man, I'm fucking done. Fuck. Crap table. Arcade.
You're all right, 11, 7, crap,
11. All right. All right, you ready? And I apologize for any rude noises. I'm kidding.
Here we go. You know, I don't have, God, my God, I don't have the,
ready for the music end of things here. That's what I don't have. Oh, wait. Show. What is this, man?
Yeah.
Fuck off, Drake. Fuck it. Oh, get out of here. Whatever, man. How about that? All right, you ready? Let's get this fucking piece of shit on the road. Stand by. Stand by. Stand by.